Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. And we're, again, as we had mentioned before, we're certainly happy to be back with you all after a little bout with illness in January. And, of course, we're very excited to be back with you for our Archangel series of teleconferences. And that's really a misnomer because, you know, we don't dictate who comes in. It could be an archangel, it could be a master. So, and we think it might be a master this evening. So I just wanted to let you know about that. And as always, we appreciate your feedback as we continue to plan events for the next year. So let's give Joan a few minutes here, and we will begin. Thank you.
If everybody would just take a deep breath, again, get centered and relaxed, breathe in light, exhale love, and exhale light. Now, if you give me a minute, we'll get started.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Mother Mary. I have come to be with you this evening and to expand on the message that I gave you a week or so ago that was posted on Joan's website. This evening, I wish to speak to you about the presence of love and how important this particular element of love is being expanded and transferred to the earth plane. This will help many who are just awakening to the vastness of their being. It will help those light workers such as yourself who have been traveling this path of evolvement for a very long time. This light we like to call the undifferentiated light. It is also undifferentiated love because the two can never be separate. They operate as one. On the earth and within humanity, that element of love is very misunderstood, and it is brought through your emotional body, which does not fully convey the expansiveness, the power of creation, nor the difference that it makes in the consciousness of the body as well as your consciousness, the consciousness of your soul. This undifferentiated light and undifferentiated love comes from Source. And as the term undifferentiated conveys, there are no restrictions. There are no limitations. I wish to explain how that is taken into the body to be made usable. It is brought in through your chakra system. It is not just brought in through your crown chakra or the first 7 or 8 chakras of your body that relate to your form, but it is brought through those upper 7 chakras. This undifferentiated love and light is housed in that 11th chakra. These are your ascension chakras. And this 11th chakra holds that undifferentiated light until you have a conscious awareness of how to bring it into the body and use it. Many of you have used light for a long time in various applications. You have used love when you open your heart and you expand it and you enter your sacred heart. So this undifferentiated light and undifferentiated love is a very unrestricted, unlimited component of your being. And as you bring it down through the body, through the center channel of your body, you bring it from that 11th chakra, where it has always been from the moment you took this embodiment, but you were not of a conscious awareness to know it. But now you are. So as you breathe it down the 11th chakra and bring it into the crown, where it begins to enter your physicality, bring it down that center channel of the body all the way down and anchor it in Mother Earth through all of your chakras. In addition to anchoring it into the earth, into that Christed template of the earth, you anchor it in your sacred heart. This has a twofold effect. It affects the earth because it opens that Christed matrix a little further, makes it more dynamic, makes it more creative according to that Christed template. It benefits all of the elemental kingdom who help redefine the earth's energy and the way in which all of the elements function at a higher frequency range. It begins to alter the electromagnetic field of the earth. As you anchor it in your heart, it alters your consciousness significantly. And it helps you dismiss a lot of the fragmented patterns. Many of you have worked extensively at clearing those patterns. But sometimes they surface, or bits and pieces of fragments will surface. As you work with this undifferentiated love and light, being very conscious that you have seated it in your sacred heart, these small fragments that continually surface to be cleared or to be eliminated, you are able to do this with great ease and great speed. In my message, I spoke of this Pluto-Uranus square that is about to become very positioned within your heavenly realms. This is all about change. It is all about allowing all of that unconscious material that doesn't serve you to surface. So this evening, I would like to have a discussion with you in regards to how you can use this undifferentiated light, this and love that is unrestricted from your sacred heart, and begin to use it to alter the electromagnetic field of your body and of the earth itself. Because this beautiful, undifferentiated love that is never separated from light in any manner begins to align your higher mind with the Christed mind, and you begin to think and feel at a much more refined level. So let us sit together before I open this to questions in this undifferentiated love, and I ask you to take a deep breath now and focus your attention on your 11th chakra above your head. It doesn't matter if you know anything about it, if you know what the 9th or 10th chakra is. Just know that that 11th chakra is being illuminated. Now breathe, take a deep breath, and begin to visualize this 11th chakra and the brilliance of it, for it is filled with this undifferentiated love and light. It is radiant and luminous, and it is part of you. You were created in that element of love that is unrestricted, with no limitation. Feel its presence in your energy system and begin to breathe it down through your crown, through the center channel of your body, through the pineal, through the throat. Through the heart, through the solar plexus, the sacral chakra, the root. Anchor it in the Earth Star and take it further into the center of the earth and enter it in the Christed matrix. Notice how when you brought this undifferentiated love into each chakra, how it illuminated that chakra. Now, with your intention, anchor it into your sacred heart and notice how brilliant that space is. Notice the expansiveness within your sacred heart. Notice the power that you feel. And this power has a calmness, a harmony. A certainty. You feel very centered, confident, and you begin to see that you too have no limits to what you can create. Now just sit for a moment here. When you have this undifferentiated light and love anchored in your sacred heart and flowing through your energetic field, you begin to create as the Christed being. There is no need to worry about misuse of power. This undifferentiated light and love is that extensive and powerful. There is no need to be concerned that your ego or your will dominate, because it brings into your energetic system a perfect balance within your solar plexus, your power center, your personal power center, and your throat chakra, where the will of Source is located. And that alignment is very dynamic, functioning, and can never be misused in the presence of the undifferentiated light and love that is now flowing through your chakra system. These times of change are very exciting, but they can bring with them turmoil and conflict in the collective consciousness of Earth, because so many have yet to awaken. You beautiful beings who have gathered together to speak with me this evening are in the minority in regards to the collective consciousness of humanity. But this does not in any way limit your impact on humanity or the collective consciousness of the Earth. You are a very important part of the ascension process, because it is beings like you who will bring into the world of form that perfected image that has so long ago been tarnished and inaccessible. So as we gather this evening, I want to extend my appreciation to you for what you are doing to help this beautiful planet ascend, to help humanity to come back into the fullness of their being. As you begin to experiment with this undifferentiated love that myself and the archangels bring to you without limit, as you begin to experiment and experience it, you not only change you, but you change the Earth. You alter the electromagnetic field. You alter the consciousness. And yes, there will be turmoil in the midst of these changes. But many of you will not react to this turmoil. You will stay steady and firm and hold your center and hold that different, undifferentiated love within your body, and this will make a great difference. I also wish to convey to you how important it is, beloveds, to have in the presence of this undifferentiated love a value for yourself, to allow it to come into every cell of your body, all parts of you, and love yourself first and foremost. For when Source created you, you were created in this undifferentiated light and love, and you were so beautiful. You are so beautiful. Source loves you because you are that reflection. You are that image. So hold that awareness always in your heart, that you are the beautiful reflection of your Source. You will notice in the coming months the many changes as you work with this undifferentiated love, and light. The many changes that will occur within you, you will find that you are much more peaceful, that you do not react, that you begin to see a much larger picture, that you don't take anything personal, because you know in your heart that you possess unlimited light and love. And as that image of Prime Creator, you cannot be less than, regardless of anyone's opinion. For it is only that, because they are unable to see their own light. For if they could see their own light and the love that was within them, they would not be acting unkindly or in negative ways. So you can have compassion and yet allow them their journey as you have taken your journey into consciousness. This is a time of year in your culture where you celebrate love, St. Valentine's Day, and you give gifts, treats, candy, flowers, to remind yourself that that love is who you are. It is not just an emotion. It is the very fabric of who you are. And in denser times, it was necessary to have reminders that there was still love available in a dense world. But for beings like you, it almost seems unnecessary because you know you are conscious and you are ready to receive the fullness of that undifferentiated love and light. So now, beloveds, I would like to engage you in this conversation so that you might make your comments and ask questions so we can have a great discussion. This is a wonderful topic.
Hi. I wish to ask, in listening to what you were saying about the undifferentiated love and the peace that we are able to experience, I'm able to feel it already, but I ask, what can we do when we find ourselves becoming frightened of circumstances that are taking place? And what do you suggest? What is a good way to return back to that light when we find ourselves thrown off a bit by the world?
Yes. First of all, you have to understand that you still, even though you have a different state of consciousness, you still have to deal with the world of form that is in a fallen state.
Yeah.
So there are times when you will be in a reactive state where you will react to something that was said or something that you have read or have heard that activates that old programming of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though you have worked on it extensively, it is still a part of that lower dimensional world, and you are affected by it. So if you can, in those times, be conscious enough to observe that you are in reaction and that you are feeling fear.
Yeah.
Many times, you have to understand, many times that fear is not necessarily your fear,
mm-hmm.
but it is the fear of another, or it is the fear of the collective in general.
Yeah.
So when you understand that and you recognize that it is not fully yours, you can very easily lay it aside by taking a deep breath and focusing your attention in your heart, focusing your attention in that undifferentiated love and light that is there, knowing that you have the power and the creativeness to deal with anything that affects you at a personal level. What affects the collective at a greater extent, say, in all of the things that are happening in other parts of your world, such as the Middle East, that is in great upheaval. Personally, you cannot make a change there. It is up to individuals and that collective to alter their actions and their thoughts. And by holding that undifferentiated love in your heart, you give them the opportunity, because you are affecting that electromagnetic field extensively. And when you begin to understand that and know that, it is a very easy transition that perhaps you are not called upon to do anything but be it.
Wow, I see.
Now, if it relates to something personally that is affecting you and stirring up a little fear, that fear comes from possibly a thought that you might not be able to create what you need. And so you have to sit with that, to consider all of the times that you created in your reality exactly what you needed. It may have taken some trial and error or some time, but in the end, you were able to create it or to change it. So it's just in your conscious awareness and staying very focused in the power that is now within you.
Okay. And once it is just within us and we have anchored it, is it something that needs to be reestablished or done again, or is it there with a simple intention?
It is there. It is functioning. Once you accept it and you take it in, it doesn't have to be reestablished, but it does have to be used.
Yes.
So therefore, for a while, or occasionally, at first, more often, you will want to bring it through the chakras, as we have done earlier, and focus the attention in the presence of that undifferentiated love in the heart, and being present with it, and begin to use it to create a harmonious, peaceful state of being for yourself. So once you have established it, it is there. It has always been there, beloved.
Yeah.
It just wasn't conscious, but now it's conscious, and it's up to you to maintain that conscious awareness.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You are most welcome.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, John.
Hello.
John and Mother Mary, how are you? My question is already answered by a friend, even though I don't know her. It's all about there. How do you create when you have problems? And your answers go back when you, in previous years, or back in time when you were able to resolve a problem. So I'm going to try that tomorrow because I try to see my situation from a larger perspective. And what it is about, I think it's about freedom. It's about, so I don't feel freedom. So I was thinking all the time, I'm going to ask about little things like I have to go to step IBB, to B, to C. So I try to step out of the situation. Says what it is that I'm experiencing. And I think it's the lack of freedom because, you know, lack of money, like don't have a car or in another car. So all these are things But above that is if I'm able to change that perspective and feel the freedom instead of thinking that I don't have these things, maybe, and based on the experience I had the path when I was successful, I may be able to change things tomorrow.
Yes, you are absolutely right.
Okay.
When you believe and you know that you are powerful, then you are. If you doubt or you feel that you don't have the freedom to create extensively, you cannot, because it is your belief.
So I want, and that's a lot. So the state of being and working with this, with alchemy for years, so I find myself more and more and more in a state of peace, trusting. And I know, for example, when I have probably with a credit card, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I see that it's not, there's not even fear anymore. That thought that says, how am I going to do that? How am I going to resolve this problem? And from this, I believe it's 50, my dimension where I am. No fear. Yeah, but sometimes, how do I do that? So what I'm trying to say is I have to, the ability to be in this fifth dimension all the time and not going down is where you resolve the problem quickly.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Correct.
So I just have to tell myself, be here, sit down, close your eyes, breathe, and four level of thought, find out possibility. If you don't know what it is, go to the fifth layer of thought and let the answer come. Take the answer and manipulate it and find out. That's what, more or less, yeah, I'm getting there. I know
yes.
that I'm getting somewhere.
Yes,
yeah.
You are. And also to recall all of the times and notice all of the times you were successful in creating.
Correct. That's them, yeah. That's
because that is where you get confidence and certainty, and the doubt begins to fall away because you see.
Great. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Good night.
Hi, Joan. Hi, Mother Mary. Namaste.
Namaste.
I have actually two questions. One is pertaining to this undifferentiated love. When I'm in the middle of a situation, I can visualize it coming down from my 11th chakra, and then would I radiate it out, or would that be too much energy going out into my surroundings?
It depends on the situation. If you are working with your energy system, filling yourself more completely, all of your cells, all of your bodies, filling yourself up, nurturing yourself, then you hold that within you. If you are wanting to share it in your environment to change or to enhance your environment, then allow it to radiate through your heart, and it will fill a room and change the energy. It is that powerful.
Wow. Now, will it unsettle others? Sometimes what I've noticed is that too much energy radiating out ends up creating hitting a barrier. And I desire for things to be gentle, you know.
Well, that would be your intention. As you radiate that out into the room or into the world, you radiate it out in love. And in that love is ease and grace. And it is not overpowering. It is exactly in the increment and the frequency range that can be accepted and used, because that is your intention.
Now, at the same time that I'm radiating it out, I can still be grounding it into the earth center
because you have done that. So when you practice with it daily, if you can, running that energy in your body and anchoring it into the earth and seeing the earth absorbing that, then it is always anchored. It was anchored tonight in your being as you followed my direction, and your intention was to bring it in fully into your body and into the earth and connect in with that Christed matrix to expand it. You've done that. You can do it again. It doesn't hurt. But you don't have to worry that it will change. It won't. You are that powerful.
Wow. Well, thank you. That's thank you. I will work with it on a daily level in my meditations, for sure. The other question I had, you started to answer it. Actually, you kind of did. I had a situation where I was on I went to a seminar and I shared living spaces with someone who I did not know. And the end result was that I ended up having to pay for her share as well because she skipped on the bill. And I've been pondering, what did I do? You know, how did this happen to me? Because I'm a seriously honest person, or so I seem to think I am. And yet, when I look at the situation, I would not have missed that seminar for the world. So I don't really have the anger that I would think I would, considering how I feel about finances. But I am kind of wondering, am I missing something? Was there something that I'm supposed to learn from this experience? Because I feel like I'm not getting it. Like, it's just like out of my consciousness level. I just kind of want to put it to rest. And there is a piece of me that goes into, you know, if I just deny its existence, just pretend it doesn't exist. And I don't want to be that way anymore. I don't want to be that person that pretends that life is all rosy when it's, you know, got little thorns in it.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, let's look at it this way. Let's look at a bigger picture here. It is nothing you did, and there is nothing you could have done to change it. It is that individual's responsibility and their inability to it's not their inability to do the right thing, but their inability to stand in integrity.
Yes.
And in their Christed nature. So
yes.
You can't take it on personally as something that you did wrong. You did nothing wrong. So have compassion and send love that possibly she will awaken, especially she's obviously on a path to change, or she wouldn't have been at that seminar.
Yes.
So there's nothing that you could do. So that the main thing is not to take it in or take it personally as something that it was a lesson you had to learn, so therefore you had to foot the entire bill, so on and so forth. It had nothing to do with that. Yes, you were ended up being responsible for the whole thing, but it was not your fault. It was nothing you did. It was not a lesson to be learned.
Oh, good.
you had an open heart, and you had faith in the sharing of that room that the expense would also be shared. But she could not honor that, and it is not your fault. It is
because I keep telling myself we all ascend. You know, we're all ascending, the whole entire world, no matter where you're at.
And there are so many different states of consciousness now, so many states of being operating simultaneously. So this is a great lesson for everyone listening on this call. Don't take on things that are not yours to take on. Stay centered. And when you are doing exactly what you need to be doing, coming from your heart, being centered in your Christed state, allow others to have their journey or their transformative experiences, even though they appear to be out of alignment.
Thank you so much.
This is part of that love yourself and value who you are and stay always in that awareness. At these times of change, many of you have been on this path for a very long time and done extensive work on all parts of you, of your being, your spiritual being, your mental, your psychology, your thinking process. So don't take on another's problem. Stay centered in that love of self and know that you operate in your Christed state. And when you know that, you will not step outside of that template. You will always be in integrity. You will always see the bigger picture. And you will always have compassion for those who are struggling. You don't have to condone what they do. You don't have to approve of it. But know that you don't also have to change it. For the only one you can change is you. Thank you, beloved.
Thank you. Namaste.
I've had some physical incidents in the last year. I was wondering if you could help me puzzle that out or what's going on.
In what regard?
Like for the 13-13, I was mainly at the hospital before that.
Yes. And what is your question?
How can I stop these from happening, or is there something I can do that's like preventative medicine, I guess is what my real question is.
Well, here again, some of it, if it is a physical anomaly, it is important that you work on that physical energy and bring it into a state of wholeness. Many of the times, this is caused by disruption in your mental and emotional body, mostly in your emotions. Because you have felt disappointment and unworthiness for a long time. Mm. And the programming that you have had to undergo and has really taken a toll on your ability to love yourself more fully. And therefore, it takes a great toll on your physicality. So if you will work with this undifferentiated love, gather yourself in your heart and work at eliminating some of that unworthiness. Notice when you are triggered or you get upset, where that stems from and where inside of you are you wounded in your emotions. In your emotional body? Is it because someone told you that you were unworthy or you were stupid or you were inept? For here again, I go back to it was their opinion and they could not see the beauty of your soul. So when you can see that beauty, then you will not restrict yourself to thinking less of yourself or struggling to overcome that thought. It will disappear. So the first thing you have to do is compassion for you.
Jim is often talked about, it's like an entity, like it's secondary energy. I mean, is there any knowledge you can offer about that?
Many times, when you have struggled in your early life, in childhood, with these types of anomalies, you draw to you energies that are also in alignment with those energies. So they reinforce that belief system. So they are not necessarily an entity per se, but they are energies that you pick up through your electromagnetic field. that magnify an anomaly that was created because of what happened to you in earlier times. So when you can begin to dismantle those thoughts, then your field does not resonate in the same way as it did, and it will not be compatible to these energies to attach to, because they cannot live in the presence of that undifferentiated love and light when you are able to incorporate it fully and completely within yourself. So it is not so much an entity that takes control of you. It is just energies that bond with those energies of the anomalies in your thoughts and your emotions and magnify those anomalies and your reaction to them. Because at the core of your being, you know that you are light, and that is not representative of who you are.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi, thank you. I had a few questions for you. Could I possibly ask two personal questions about yourself?
Yes.
Okay, great. I was wondering, how long did you walk the earth plane?
In my embodiment as Mother Mary, as Mary?
Yes.
I was present in that embodiment for 100 years.
Wow,
right. And well, did you walk the earth plane as someone else as well?
I have, on many occasions.
And would it be somebody that we would know of or have heard about?
Yes. It would, and it also, you have to understand that the realm that I originate from is a very vast realm, and I am not limited to only the Earth, but I have been on many planetary and star systems to offer my assistance. But I have a special love in my heart for the Earth and the beauty of its physicality and humanity in general.
Wow, that's wonderful. Could I ask what percentage of the Bible as we know it is accurate?
Well, it's in personal interpretation, so I really can't say that it's 50%, 75%, because many people who read the Bible or read sacred texts, when they get into that state of consciousness, it stimulates their own inner awareness. So as they read the words, the interpretation of those words that takes place within them can be much vaster and much more expansive. And it varies from individual to individual, depending on how often they use certain texts.
Okay.
So if you're not drawn or it doesn't fill the need, then you will not. You will see it as having many, many anomalies. But if it is meaningful to you, and this isn't just the Bible, there are many other sacred texts, and you read it often and you energetically connect, then the extensiveness of what you receive is much greater.
Okay.
Because you tap into that inner knowing, that inner memory that is unconscious.
And what must I do as an individual to become a channel similar to Joan?
Well, there are many things that you can do. First of all, is to regularly, daily, set yourself apart from the goings-on in day-to-day life and allow yourself to connect with various beings, and most importantly, with the source of your being. Call them forth and sit in their presence, and then listen. Don't implore or continually talk or think, but just be quiet and be, and listen. You can also journal, write questions, write what is on your mind, and then wait and write again. And sometimes you will realize that there is a big difference. When you ask a question, you will think at first you were writing the answer, but at another time when you reread it, you realize that it wasn't from you. And it is in that observance and recognition that you begin to develop skills in that inner communication and then be able to express it. So it's just time, it's a state of consciousness, and it's a developing skill. It's a skill set that all have the ability to do if they would take the time and pay attention.
Okay, thank you. And my last question is, do you happen to have a message for me?
Do I have a message for you? Yes, I do. You have a beautiful heart. You are very generous. And in that generosity, you sometimes use your own energy that debilitates you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, be kind, be loving, but never at your own expense. Know your limitations. Know what you are responsible for. You are responsible for you. Yes, you can help and assist, but never when it depletes your energy or it draws from your ability to stay centered and in that love in your heart.
Okay. Thanks so much. I appreciate your time, and thanks so much for your love.
You're welcome. It is always there for you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the opportunity to ask the question directly. I am very happy to be here, Mother Mary. As we hear from different spiritual sources that 2015 will be a year of pivotal changes and a year of anchoring new vibrations and living differently. In light of that, I just wanted to see if the financial structure of the world will change. Will we see a different monetary system, or in general different system in that extent? I mean, because it's very limiting to people. Will we see any kind of major reorganizations? Thank you.
You will see a lot of reorganization. But here again, humanity is in such throes of change on all levels, not just the economic level, but the way in which business is done, governments. So there will be changes, some more dynamic than others. But these changes, to come to full fruition and make the impact that you are speaking of, will take several years. Because to have it change instantly will cause such upheaval that it will not benefit the whole.
I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I liked how you responded to the previous caller, so I hope I'm not too personal, but do you have a message for me as well?
Do I have a message for you? Yes. My message to you is stop worrying about the state of the world and be more concerned with yourself and creating the harmony within you, so that you are not tempted to fall into worry and fear. Stay in your heart, where that peace and that love is always available, and you are calm. And then the worry drops away because the confidence of your ability to create what you need is very present. And you know it and you are aware. So the worries that you have limit your ability to create.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Good evening.
This is Nada.
Yes, Nada.
I'm planning to travel to Turkey this spring,
yes.
And I might be able to visit Ephesus.
Yes.
And I understand there is a site there where you lived for many years in your embodiment as Mary.
Yes.
And if I go there, will I experience your presence and loving energy?
Yes, you will. And I will make sure that you do. Make that your intention. Don't have unrealistic expectations, but feel my presence.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because my energy is still there.
Wow. Thank you. And do you have a message for me?
Do I have a message for you? Oh, beloved, you and I are good friends, and you have never forgotten me or my presence and my value. And I am so pleased to be able to speak to you in this way.
Oh,
you know my presence in your life, but you don't yet realize that we can communicate more fully. But that will come very soon now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You
blessings.
Are so blessings.
Bye.
Hi. It's so lovely to speak to you, and such wonderful questions and answers. I speak light language, which I'm really loving very much doing. And I'm wondering about sort of where to go with it from here. And I just wondered if you had any thoughts on that.
Light language is a wonderful language, and there are many dialects of light language. It carries an energy that is not as restricted as some languages, because it is from a different frequency band. Many of those light languages come from the archangelic realm.
Okay.
So they bring with them energetic templates of expansion and growth. So it's just taking the time to use it, to speak it, and begin to receive the message that that language expresses in a more full way, so that as you are speaking it, you are understanding it, and you are taking in all those frequencies of energy, of light and love that come with it, that enhance and expand your consciousness. It also can be used in various healing technologies and healing by speaking it to those who are in need of help. Here again, when you use the language of light, you are not drawing from your personal field. You are drawing from the vastness of the all that is.
Thank you. That's so beautiful, and it does feel like it's the resonance of it is really helping people to open their hearts. It's very beautiful.
Yes.
Can I ask you if you have any other messages for me?
Let me ask you this. Do you use the light language for you?
I do.
You do?
I do. Yes. I speak it a lot when I'm by myself.
Yes.
It just feels very lovely.
Very expanding, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So my message to you is to continue. This is an invaluable part of your process. it will help you expand your consciousness exponentially. Mm-hmm. And you will begin, if you have not already begun, to understand what that like language is conveying, not only energetically, but conceptually. It will be invaluable to you in not only raising your consciousness, but to begin to activate your light body because of the frequency range that is available to you in the light language that you speak.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
We have a couple of questions that were sent in, some folks that won't be able to...
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much, Mother Mary, for your presence, and thank you so much, Joan, to make this session so incredibly beautiful. And I have a question, as everybody, can you have a message for me?
Do I have a message for you? Yes, beloved, I have a message for you. You are very dear to the hearts of many. And you are very dear to my heart. Recognize this. You don't always recognize your presence and the benefit it provides for many. You cannot see the beauty, the full beauty of who you are, because you are one of the few who love unconditionally.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank
you. Now, many of you on this call are very loving beings. Every one of you are a loving being of light. And do not ever think otherwise, beloveds. That is the essence of who you are. Recognize it. So many of you struggle and try so hard to be of service or to help others. Stop the struggle and know that you are love and that you are loved and appreciated beyond your comprehension. Begin to recognize this. Stop the struggle.
Thank you, Mother Mary. We have a couple of emails that were sent in with questions, and this one is really probably for a lot of healers. I'm going to read this because I'll make sure I get it right. But this lady says, as a healer, would it be most beneficial for the recipient if I worked the same way with distance healings as if the recipient was having a session in the room with me? Or would it be more adequate to just set the intention and ask the spirits working with me to send the healing energy most beneficial?
I will answer this in this way. For those of you who are in the healing arts and do long-distance healing, by all means, yes, it is in your intention. But understand, when you bring that healing energy through your body and send it out, whether you are touching the person or sending it out through your field, there is no limitation of time, space when you are working with energy. So yes, it is of great benefit to sit and bring that energy through your body, out your hands, and it is irrelevant whether that person is present or not, or it is at a distance. Because as I have said, there is no limit to healing energies, your ability to transmit healing energy. So just to have the intention and say, well, the beings of light go to that person and give that person what they need. It comes through the body when it comes through you and you transmit it out. Therefore, that body of that person can receive it much easier and can also use it to a greater extent, because you, as that image of perfection, seated in the love energy, uses that love energy as you bring it through the body and transmits the healing at the level that that individual needs.
Okay, we have another question that concerns the electromagnetics of the Earth today. And this lady has written in and has been told that it's very helpful if, when you sleep, that your head is pointing north and your feet are pointing south in alignment with Earth's magnetic poles. Is that still desirable, or have a lot of us moved on from that type of positioning?
In this regard, yes. The electromagnetic field is being altered by you, by all of you, as you recognize that undifferentiated light and love that is within you and begin to utilize it for yourself and exemplify it in your life. As I have stated, there are various states of consciousness operating simultaneously now in the world of form. For some beings, such as the beloved being that asked that question, it is not necessary, because that undifferentiated light is within you and you use it, and it is a very extensive part of your energetic system. So it is irrelevant of which way your bed is facing. It is only your preference, what is comfortable for you, but the energetics of that flow within you. For those who are not awake and are struggling with consciousness, yes, that can be of benefit, because it lines their energy up to receive. But for many of you, it is not necessary.
And then there's a young lady that is concerned. She read your message in Janet Jones' newsletter. She says that Mother Mary says in her message that only those of us who are in fifth dimension will be able and ready to open to the forthcoming graces. Or will I have to be held back into the new wave whenever that might come in the future? So she's kind of concerned about whether or not she's on it.
When we gave this fuller template of undifferentiated love to be received by all who could receive it, it doesn't matter. You are a multidimensional being. And yes, sometimes you aren't fully seated in fifth dimension. You operate in a fourth dimension. The door to third dimension has closed. So that is not of your concern. So everyone, if they are aware that this is available to them, receives it, regardless of their ability to hold certain frequency ranges or their state of consciousness or their ability to navigate multi-dimensions. It is given to the all of humanity. And as I have said, it has been there all along, but you just were not conscious of it. The purpose of my message was to make as many conscious of the presence of that undifferentiated love and light. And when you are conscious, then you work with it. You have received it. And we have talked extensively this evening about how to do that. So yes, beloved, you have that at your disposal. Use it. Love yourself. hold it in your heart. Do not think of yourself as broken. You are not. You are a beautiful being of light. And that undifferentiated love was given to you without restriction. It is given to you so that you can know yourself as that Christed being at all times. I thank you, each and every one of you, for being here with me this evening. It is with great love in my heart that I have come to share with you some of these ideas so that you might consider them for yourself and that you might use this undifferentiated light and love to the fullness of your being and to grow in your love and to create in these coming times extensively in that image that is within you. And for all who hold that image coherently, who use that undifferentiated love and light and bring it into their physicality, into their energy system, into their chakras, they are catapulted every time they run that energy through their bodies, and they are able to transmit it at the most beautiful, refined frequency range that is not in any way overcoming, but is filled with ease and grace. So again, I thank you, and I bid you good evening, beloveds.
Thank you, Mother Mary, for being with us this evening. We are always honored to have you with us and feel very blessed. And we thank everybody else on the call this evening. We look forward to seeing you again, hopefully. And our next session will be March the 10th, another Tuesday night. So please join us and have a wonderful evening. Blessings from both of us.
Good night, all. Have a wonderful week.